Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Speaking of New York. Speaking of New York, you know, here we are needing to defend ourselves. We're needing to defend ourselves and stand up for what's right. And your mayor.
He's not my mayor.
He's 10 miles away. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, everybody that works in New York lives in your city. And so he's stirring up trouble in this nation, you know, talking about take away guns. But doesn't he have armed guards around him? Tell us what's going on up there.
This is the whole deal about this, you know, and it's a tragedy. It's a shame that out of this tragedy already, I mean, it was like days, I don't even know if it was a full day, but shortly after he's on the air and he's on radio and television talking about for more stricter gun controls. Like, do we stop politicizing what just happened here? It's a moment of pause for a moment here and remember what, you know, what just occurred with these, you know, Americans that got killed and hurt. And so he's on Piers Morgan's show on CNN, and he is literally telling.
They gave him airtime.
Listen to this. This is what he says. And this is a quote, direct quote. I don't understand why police officers across this country don't stand up and collectively and say we're going to strike. And that quote is directly related to him wanting the politicians to.
Well, constitutionally, they can't. Doesn't he know that? The police officers can't strike?
Hello. You know what I mean? It's so frustrating because this is the same mayor who gets on the subway. Every morning to work, you're saying that
he wants everybody to every gun that's in this nation taken from them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is he doing? He gets on the subway. You said what now?
He gets on the subway every morning, go to work to promote how safe the subways are, right?
Right.
But what you see on TV is four or five police officers surrounding him. He is heavily guarded everywhere he goes. I saw a journalist trying to approach him, and literally they're pushing the journalist away from him.
Right.
It's like, dude, tell them to give up their guns.
Tell them to give up their guns. I've been on the subways, and I can understand that. The fact is that he just needs to be fair with everybody. If he's going to have a gun.
That's right.
He's going to have a gun and an air conditioner in his van, mind you.
Hello.
He's talking about, you know, cutting back on power and all this kind of stuff, and he has a van. And in the van, he has a window unit. You know, like a cheesy window unit. You know, this is a multimillionaire. It's one of the wealthiest
billionaire. Wow. He's got Bloomberg News.
It looked like something. You know, well, I don't want to talk about regions and stuff, but you know, I've seen that. I think I saw that on the Beverly Hillbilly truck. Yeah, it was sticking out the back of the side. What's up with that? What's up?
I don't get it.
The thing is that you have the elites. What's happening right now? Is the reason why they don't mind the economy coming to an end and shifting like this, because when you devalue the dollar, the richer get richer.
Absolutely.
That's what happens. That's why they don't care. It doesn't matter, because the rich are going to have guns. They're going to have gold.
Of course. And oftentimes they're the ones that are the biggest supporters of these gun laws, but they're the ones that have the security armed forces around their homes.
Including these actors and actresses who have bodyguards all around
them. Hello.
Standing
armed
up on
bodyguards.
While they stand with armed guards around them and a bulletproof limousine waiting for them to get in there, they tell us and the people buying, that's right, let's give up our guns. You know, get frontal lobes. Lord, I just pray right now for the frontal lobes of the brains to grow. Amen. In America, because so many things are taking place. I mean, you're looking at this thing in Anaheim that just happened, and of course, the thing in Aurora, Colorado. Well, it's going to end.
Just recently, too. I interrupted you. Recently, too, a 4-year-old boy was shot in the Bronx. So sad.
What happened?
Apparently, there was some sort of basketball tournament going on, and there was a gunfight at the end of this basketball tournament, and a 17-year-old boy just confessed that it was his gun that apparently shot a 4-year-old boy that was in a crossfire.
They were trying to find him, trying to look for him.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, let's just get guns. No, let's help this 17-year-old boy. Yeah. Let's deal with the real issue here. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, let's get back to, you know, helping people.
Yeah, and I mean, you got to understand the Bronx. I mean, you can't fire a gun without the danger of crossfire. I mean, there's many people and so many houses that are close together and, you know, apartment buildings. And it's like, I mean, you couldn't throw a rock without somebody probably being hurt. And any gunshots, any gunshots there is going to fly into some window somewhere. You know, it's going to go down the street. And if it goes down the street, there's so much concrete, it could ricochet all over the place by the time it lands in some some place. I mean, it's amazing. But we have a shout-out, though, to VFM Bronx. Hello, yes, Crystal. Oh, my goodness. And Maria, we're excited about what's happening in the Bronx, and we're excited about getting reports soon from the streets of the Bronx. Because we believe that the presence and the power of God and the hope of Jesus Christ can transform the hearts of those in the Bronx, including reaching out to these children who were just playing ball. And it's such a tragic situation right there. We're going to be talking about in just a moment, you know, some more news behind the news. But we're going to go to these messages and I'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.